This is the History of the World podcast, Illuminati Debrief.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the History of the World podcast, Illuminati Debrief, which is now no longer exclusively for the Illuminati. It's now for everybody. Everyone can enjoy this little bonus episode. It's just a 10-minute chit-chat about the episode that we've just published and a little bit about what's going on in the background of the History of the World podcast. So, let's have a look at what we discussed in this week's episode. Once again, we're going round in this Mongol circle, aren't we, of stories. So, no surprise, a lot of the same sources being used as we have done in previous episodes. Now, I've published the bibliography on the blog, so if you want to go and have a look at that, you can see the full bibliography on the History of the World podcast.com website. There's lots of other things to do on the website and look at as well, of course. And one of the more useful books that I've got, which is quite a unique book, is called Historical Atlas of the World, and it's published by Paragon Books. So when I'm focusing on a particular area of the world, I know there's a lot of timeline maps on YouTube that show you the progression of how states and borders changed over time. And one of the most famous, I think, YouTube video creators is a gentleman called Ollie Bai, where you can sort of look at a region of the world and see how the borders and the states have changed over the years, year by year. But the Historical Atlas of the World by Paragon is a beautiful book. I bought it some years ago now, so it's you know, I've had this, I must have had it for 10, 15 years, I would suggest. Maybe even longer, I'm not sure. But the book just basically focuses on the history of individual countries, and it gives you a timeline of the histories with a few maps alongside it. It really is quite useful in helping to understand how a particular country has changed and what influences were on it without having to read the entire book, let's say. Another book that I use quite frequently for the battle episodes is Battles Map by Map by DK Books. And also, I think rather interestingly, on this occasion, I didn't refer to Richard Overy's book, which I forget the name, it's a history of, or 100 Battles, I think it's called. I've lost the book now. Where have I put it? I can't even see it. I think, I'll tell you what, I've left it out because I'm using it for the next battle episode. So it's not even in my bookshelf. It's called A History of War in 100 Battles by Richard Overy, and it's normally always in use for the battle episodes, but this particular battle, the Battle of Legnica, is not featured in the Richard Overy's book, so I didn't use it on this occasion. The other books I used were The Mongol Empire, Genghis Khan and His Heirs, and The Founding of Modern China by John Mann. And The Horde, How the Mongols Changed the World by Mary Favreau, which I've mentioned many times in the past. Various web links were used, and I always now publish them on the blog so you can actually see what web links. So it's something I never used to do, but I thought it was a good idea to start doing that. It's very difficult when you've got such a back catalogue of works that I've got to compile a bibliography. The bibliography is as long as your arm, really. It's just ridiculously long. So it's not necessarily that helpful for people who want to know what sources we use for a particular episode. So I thought it would be sensible to post a bibliography for individual episodes on the blog. So that's it, really. It's quite a straightforward episode in terms of writing. But one of the things I came across, which I found fascinating, was this strange cultural phenomenon called the hay nail. And if you remember, it's this bugle call in the city of Krakow, where the firefighters will do the bugle call every hour, and they'll go around each window. And I've posted a link on the social media pages, but if you find it hard to find that link, just look up the Hain. It's spelled H-E-J-N-A-L. And this is an incredible cultural observance, where they conduct this bugle call, but it stops. It stops very suddenly, and it represents the time when the bugler was struck in the neck by an arrow from the invading Mongol army. Quite a thing, and they do it every hour, even during the night. They do it every single hour. So it's quite something. And so I encourage you to go and watch that link. And it's in Polish, but it's got subtitles. Describes, it's only about 4 minutes long, but it just describes what the hay now is. Quite fascinating. It's, I'm now tempted to go to Krakow and see it with my own eyes, really. It's, I love little cultural things like this. It really fascinates me, and I like to understand them and learn about them. So just go and watch the link if you get time, or if you can't find the link, just look it up. Quite incredible. Now this week, a very, very special week for me, very exciting. And I mentioned this previously, but I live in the town of Harlow in Essex in England. And one of the things that I've done in the past, I've gone to the water. Look, my favourite bookshop is Waterstones. And I used to go to the one in Birmingham quite a lot, because I used to do a bit of work in Birmingham a few years back. Certainly when I started the podcast, I was inspired by a number of books that I saw in Waterstones in Birmingham. I've mentioned in the past that I've gone to the Waterstones in Piccadilly, which is the largest bookshop in Europe. I sometimes treat myself to a day out and centred around a visit to the Waterstones bookshop in Piccadilly in London. But now, wonderfully, they've opened a Waterstones in Harlow. And there it is. It's not the biggest Waterstones I've ever seen. In fact, it might be the smallest one I've ever seen. However, it's got its own history section. So I'm going to be going into that bookshop very frequently. I won't be able to resist, which means more of your money will be spent in that bookshop, and my ever-growing collection of books will suddenly get larger as a consequence. So, I'm going to be buying. I bought two books today with a view to future episodes of the podcast. Now, before we conclude volume four, we're going to be looking at the exploration and discovery of many of the Pacific Islands. So that's a feature of this particular volume, Easter Island and New Zealand. We're going to be talking about that. So I picked up a book called Sea Peoples, which you could be fooled into thinking refers to the sea peoples who invaded Mediterranean lands such as Egypt in the aftermath of the Great Bronze Age collapse. It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with discovery of the Pacific Islands. And another one I bought was like a history of Latin America since the discovery of the Americas by Columbus. So, and that's not necessarily going to feature so much in this episode, or this volume, I should say, this volume. but very much so in volume 5 and subsequent volumes. So I've already invested, and it's going to be tough to keep me out of there, and it's going to be tough to stop me from spending your money in there. But of course, that's why many of you donate in the first place, is to help me to buy more source material for the presentation of the podcast. Now, just one other bit of news. There's probably going to be a bit of disruption for me in the coming weeks. I'm undertaking a large redecoration project of Hot World podcast headquarters here, where I broadcast from. It's going to have a lick of paint and a few rolls of wallpaper. It's going to sort of disrupt me in terms of being able to sit down and write the podcast. So I'm going to have to be quite clever about how I do it. I've got no intention of letting you guys down in terms of publishing an episode. So my focus will be on still producing the episodes as I have been, every 2 weeks, a magazine episode, a full episode, and a debrief episode. So you should be getting that every fortnight still. That will be the aim. But if for any reason I can't honour that, I will let you all know. I'll at least put it on the social media pages. But I will be trying my best to continue. And it's only a temporary thing. It's just, you know, this where I broadcast from, in desperate need a bit of some TLC. So long overdue. Hopefully we'll be able to sort of get it done without it disrupting the flow of the podcast too much. But just to warn you, anyway, just to warn you so you're aware that if for some reason I can't publish, it's not that I've given up on you. It's just purely because I'm trying to do things in between the redecorating. But anyway, that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And then the next episode will be on the Battle of Ain Jalut, which takes us back to the Levant and the state called the Ilkhanate, which was created as a, let's say it's like a child of the larger Mongol Empire. Hence why it's called the Ilkhanate. It's like a break-off territory still respectfully under the Great Khan of the Mongols. But anyway, that's for next week. So we'll talk more in depth about that next week. But as for this week, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, be good.